You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a long time coming for AFL fans, but the season is finally underway. The reigning premiers, the West Coast Eagles, begin their title defence with a trip to play the Brisbane Lions on Saturday night. They'll do so without star forward Josh Kennedy, who underwent shoulder surgery in the off-season. West Coast coach Adam Simpson says it was a tough call to leave him out of the season opener.
It's always a challenge when you get an A-grade talent like that, and what do you do, and what risks are you willing to take? So, I was willing to take a few risks, but I think we've got to back in the collective, and the decision was we're not going to play.
In other matches, last season's beaten grand finalists, the Collingwood Magpies, faced the Geelong Cats on Friday night. In the NRL this weekend, Parramatta's surprise win in round one against Penrith has set up this weekend's clash with their arch rivals, the Canterbury Bulldogs, nicely. Parramatta's young halfback Dylan Brown was a locksmith last year, but he impressed in the Eels' first-round win. He juggled learning a trade and playing in reserve grade last season, but the 18-year-old New Zealander says he has happy memories of playing sports and pursuing another possible career.
I didn't finish school and I needed to have something to be doing, you know, because I was training a few times a week, but I had a lot of spare time. So I was like, yeah, might as well pick up the locks and try these. Still have a lot of good mates at the locksmith place and I keep in contact with them, so it's good.
Australia's cricketers are in action against Pakistan in the first of five one-day internationals taking place in the United Arab Emirates on Friday night. All-rounder Glenn Maxwell is in doubt due to illness. Nathan Lyon was also forced to skip training due to the same stomach bug. Pace bowler Nathan Coulter-Nile is back with the squad after missing the final three ODIs against India for the birth of his second child. In his absence, Australia clinched the series against India, and Coulter-Nile says it was nice to come back into a winning camp.
Yeah, I missed the last couple of games, which is disappointing for me, but I've come back into Dubai, and the boys are just, you know, on cloud nine, really. I mean, it's a pretty good win. There's a lot of talk about it. Everyone's in good spirits, looking forward to this series, so hope we can take that momentum into this first game.
Sharjah will host the first two matches before the series shifts to Abu Dhabi for Game 3 next Wednesday. At Rosehill Racecourse in Sydney this weekend, legendary horse Winx will run its second last race in the George Ryder Stakes at Rosehill. The famous Golden Slipper usually takes the headline as the feature race of the meeting, but such is Winx's fame, the seven-year-old mare is the biggest attraction. Victory would extend her winning run to an incredible 32. Trainer Chris Waller says her ability to avoid potentially damaging situations during races has been the key to her success.
Everybody knows what goes wrong on a racetrack, and for a horse to overcome problems or every race day incidents 30 or so times in a row, it's quite remarkable.
And finally, in tennis this weekend, the Miami Masters continues in the United States. Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka took part in the ribbon-cutting ceremony at Stadium Court in Miami Gardens. For the previous 32 stagings of the event, Key Biscayne played host to the world's top players. The new venue is the permanent home of the Miami Dolphins NFL team, and some sceptics have suggested it will be hard to create an intimate atmosphere inside a cavernous 65,000 capacity stadium. It'll be reduced to 13,800 for the tennis, with fabric screens and temporary stands on three sides obscuring most of the unused seats. World number one Djokovic is aiming for a record-setting seventh Miami title. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.